All right.
Should we give it a shot in the new Mega Studios?
I feel confident in here.
Sorry, what was that, Ted?
That was great timing.
I feel confident. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Metz.
BTech Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Mega Car.
The Mega Car.
Ted! What up, Steve?
Oh, not much. Just, turn that up.
There you go.
Turn my headphones up.
Yo, I need some volume in my headphones. Turn my headphones up.
Over. I was just taking a selfie of you and I because this is our maiden voyage into the world of the new Mega Studios here at 800 Fifth Avenue in the new building.
It is. This is only our temporary studio, though, correct?
Yeah, we took over our production boss, Jason. We took over his studio to be able to do the MegaCast because, well, nothing is really fully built here at a radio station where we're supposed to do radio things.
No. It's really not.
I'm starting to realize it doesn't matter where we are, there is going to be bull S no matter what.
Well, and like, you might disagree, but I feel like to a certain extent,
I disagree.
It's okay. Like, I could just write it off and go, well, that's just me and Steve doing a mega cast. But like, I mean, yesterday during the men's room, you guys did the same thing. We couldn't get phone calls.
No. No, like, you had an interview with Lars Ulrich from Metallica, and they're like, we don't know how to patch in the hotline. There's a special line for like when we have interviews, like that only like the guests will know. That way, God forbid, and hey, it's awesome that we have a lot of listeners. So sometimes the phone lines are stacked and you just get a busy signal. And we tell that to everybody. And of course, engineers have a different way of working and a different way of thinking. And they're like, well, just give them the request line and have Lars call in on the request line. Like, what do you want? Lars to try and win a contest too?
Well, the other thing is too, is like, you and BJ, like you guys on your morning show, right?
Yep.
You talk for 4 hours a day.
Yes.
Same that we do on the men's room.
Yes.
But I can't explain to people, like, with zero phone calls, it just feels exhausting talking that much.
Yes.
Right?
I was talking with Miles. He said the same thing. He's like, right before we had a great topic set up, we had Lars, and then all of a sudden, all the phones stopped working. And I'm like, oh.
Because, like, in the first hour, I'm like, oh, maybe this question of the day is not that good. Like, it seemed pretty simple.
Right.
And then,
it's like, what's 2 + 2? No one's calling.
Yeah, I was like, hey, maybe it's too complicated. And then, finally, like, right before 3 o'clock, Mike was like, yeah, the phones are just dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, a quick aside, and people could go to KSW.com and check out your interview with Lars. I was bummed. I listened to it because we played a clip this morning. We were trying to get people pumped up for Metallica tonight, which is exciting. So we played a clip from our MegaCast interview with Kirk.
Oh, nice.
I played a clip from my interview with Robert Trujillo from The Bassist.
All right.
And then we played a clip of Lars. So we're like, hey, we got 3/4 of Metallica on this morning, like playing some clips. We played the clip of Lars sharing his story about throwing the ceremonial first pitch at Metallica Night in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Which was a great piece. I thought it was really interesting because we've all had the opportunity to throw a first pitch and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm bummed that he didn't hear your question, though.
About the mound?
About the mound, because I think that's a solid question.
All right. Thank you. Because I feel like such an ass. Because and we edited
and
out.
And you should.
Yeah. But I mean, I tried to ask a couple times and it just like there was like a delay and I was just like, oh, I was like, that was bad radio.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I've done it. I didn't really. Miles and Thrill have never done it.
They've never thrown out a first pitch?
No. I'm the only one that's done it.
So I have. You have. BJ has. BJ did Aqua Sox. I did the Tacoma Rainiers. Who did you do?
That'd be both, Steve.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Fine.
What do you want me to tell you?
If you want you to lie and make me feel better and say that you did, like, the Portland Pickles.
Oh, well, if it makes you feel any better, the pitch I threw out at the Aqua Sox game was for one. Remember I used to do those Miller Lite, like TED Excellent Adventures?
Absolutely.
But you were having a funner, a better time that day because that was when Soundgarden was playing out at the Gorge.
Oh, I didn't go to that show, though.
Oh, all right.
Soundgarden at the... No, I never made it to the Soundgarden show at the Gorge.
All right, well then,
so,
you know what, Steve?
So you had a funner time.
I did have a better time, and I've done it at both places.
Which one did you do better at?
I think the Rainiers game.
Yeah.
So...
And you did it on the mound?
Yeah.
Same here.
Did you... All right, you went up. That's what I... Right, that's what I said to the catcher. I was like, can I tow the rubber? And he kind of smiled. I'm like, tow the rubber.
He's like, I'd love to see how this goes.
Like, have at it.
Yeah, I did the mound... And not that it's an excuse. My first pitch was not very good. I didn't bounce. My whole thing was I just want to make sure that I get it over and not bounce it. But I threw it really high. I basically lobbed one in at him, and even the catcher's like, "Wow, You're really testing out my height on that one, huh? And I started laughing. I'm like, right before I threw out the pitch, like a moron, I wasn't thinking. And it was sunny out at the Rainiers game. I'm like, I should put on some sunscreen. So I put on some sunscreen on my head and all that. My hands were still kind of oily, and it got in my head. I don't think it did anything with the throw, but I'm like, oh, geez, it's going to slip out of my hand. I'm going to look like 50 Cent. That didn't happen, but it was still like, ugh. It wasn't that great of a toss. But the best part about all of it, somebody was supposed to film it, and they just took a picture. They didn't hit the right button.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, my first time ever getting to throw out a first pitch, and I have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, the Rainiers game was cool, too, because it was, what year was that? 2010, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Was that one? Yeah, anyhow, the USA was playing Japan in the final of the Women's World Cup, and okay. It went to penalty kicks, but it was raining that day. So we watched the penalty kicks on the Jumbotron, and then when it was over, I went out and threw out the first pitch to start the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling, man. There's something really cool about it. It's funny, though, because then they'll be like, all right, thanks, Steve. Now let's bring out the next person throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. And I'm like, is it a first pitch if five people throw them?
Yeah, that's true.
It's very weird how they do that now.
Man. Hey, your thing sucked, dude. It was just me at both games.
Great. Well, you know what? Let's just get our
You know what?
Thing.
Hang on. Before we do, Steve, I also want to mention the Aqua Sox gave me a jersey, too. Shout out to the Aqua Sox. I was hanging out with Webley. It was a whole thing, Steve. All right? I was friends with everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, Rhubarb kicked me out of the suite.
Did he?
No, I'm kidding. Rhubarb's the best mascot.
Right? I'm like, why is the mascot being mean to you?
And what is he, a reindeer?
Oh, Steve, you're not supposed to be in here. Just drop the damn puck, Steve.
Just drop the puck.
It's still our best episode.
One of my favorite episodes is my experience dropping the ceremonial. I wasn't even the one dropping the puck. It was just, I was in love. You go back and you can probably find it on one of our past MegaCast ones, but it's the one where I shared my experience of dropping the puck at a T-Birds game. And Cool Bird, and with his mask on, is like getting annoyed with the guy who's hemming and hawing and dropping the puck.
Oh, just drop the damn puck.
All right. This is going to be difficult because we want to get the heart rate and the blood pumping and the brain functioning.
Functioning.
In the brain?
Functioning.
Yeah. Well, now we can't blame studios for our mediocrity.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter where we go. We still are mediocre. mediocre. I am not going to do the push-ups.
Okay.
I could lie to our mega family, which would be wrong, and just start yelling, one. I am in bad shape, Ted.
Yeah.
I cannot bend my neck down.
Bad shape, like you're physically hurting, that you're in bad shape.
No, I'm in great. Mentally, I'm in. I couldn't be happier. Tonight's Metallica. I'm going to get to do the stage announcement. That's going to be insane at CenturyLink Field.
Yeah, I'm bragging about first pitches at an Aqua Sox game. You're doing a stage announcement of Metallica. Trump card, Steve.
Suck it.
Broke out that big joker.
But yeah, man, I didn't do anything stupid in wrestling practice to cause this other than stretch my neck.
Yeah.
And I think that triggered the time that I did land on my head. I think it's just, and it's WebMD. And of course,
oh,
gotta love WebMD. I explain what's going on or whatever. It's Google. It wasn't even WebMD. It's some, you know.
Yeah.
I put it in.
Time.
I'm like sharp pain or between the shoulder blades when I try and move it. Think it might be a neck injury. It goes from a pinched nerve to you're having a heart attack.
Oh, I was just about to say, if you go look up your symptoms, it's either something simple or you're having a heart attack and dying.
Or you have AIDS.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's like, it's one or the other. But yeah, so I'm positive I'm not having a heart attack because I would be dead by now.
Yeah, you look pretty good for a guy having a jammer.
Right?
I learned that at the hockey tournament.
So, yeah, I'm not having a heart attack because if I am, it's the slowest freaking heart attack of all time. It's not even an attack at that point. It's more of like a, we're swinging by at some point.
we'll scoop you up, dude.
It's like the Xfinity version of a heart attack. It's going to be between either like, you know, 2 and 7 p.m., not positive. So it hurts. It's a lot better today than it was yesterday. But from what I gather, it sounds like it's a pinched nerve. It's probably going to have to it's going to make me not do wrestling classes for a little bit. I got to make sure this is fully healed before I try and re-trigger it. It's not worth it. You know, I'm old.
I could still get them for the crew.
All right, so Ted's going to get 10. I figured the perfect song to do it to or the perfect band to do it to. Ted, I'll give you a guess.
I mean, I'm going to say Metallica.
That's right. All right, so get 10, Mega Family. I'll make sure Ted does them. Are we ready? One, two, three. three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I gotta say, Ted, you got nice form.
Yeah, I feel like it's gotten better over the years, but you could tell, like, you always count quicker. I always feel like I'm trying to catch up. And which is weird, is I have shorter arms.
You're like a Tyrannosaurus Rex of push-ups.
T-Rex fan, I'm coming for you. Dude, have you ever heard the joke when I get really mad? Remember back in the day? You guys would get on me, like, when I get messed up, I'd start T-Rex in my arms.
Oh, I forgot about that. You would turn into a Tyrannosaurus Rex when you were drunk.
Yeah. I bet at some point this weekend, you'll see T-Rex arms out.
Oh, that's right, because we're going to Summer Meltdown this weekend.
Yes,
we got
are.
So much to talk about today on the MegaCast, man.
You have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so sorry. You were saying about the push-ups.
Oh, no, it's just funny. It. You just count faster, and in theory, I should be going faster with short T-Rex arms.
Ted Talks.
Coming in hot.
Starring B-Tech Smith.
This week's TED Talk, pure and simple. Want y'all to have some fun. Steve and I going festival. Drinking beers.
Drinking beers.
Smoking weed.
Smoking weed, don't tell my wife.
Oh, that's the married remix.
Remix. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, whatever you guys are doing this weekend, I said this on my podcast too, go have fun. But I'm telling you, Steve and I are going to be having fun.
Have fun and know full well that Ted and I are wasted when you're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, literally, if you can, just picture Steve and I on a river, sitting on a log, just shades on, taking in the views, living life.
Just experiencing nature.
Oh, picking up the RV tomorrow at all.
And I'm excited. I'm so excited. We'll talk about it. Let's take a break.
All right.
Let's talk about our preparation for Summer Meltdown. Plus, I have another reason why I hate the internet.
All right, I'm in.
When the MegaCast returns.
All right, I gotta hit this button.
Ted and Steve will pull your strings. Whatever that means, the MegaCast will be back.
Summer brought to you by that guy who still wears a Speedo. He's got enough back hair to knit a sweater. He has a beer belly the size of a pony keg. Several gold chains dangle around his sweaty neck. He's balding. His skin is leathery, bronze, and greasy. And he's wearing a neon green Dayglow Speedo, a banana hammock, an under-the-butt nut hut. Summer and the guy who still wears a Speedo, making us all wish we were blind.
These guys are the kings of podcasting. The MegaCast is back.
All the wants you waste, all the things you take, and it all crashes down, and you break your crown, and you put your feet up, but there's no one around. Just one thing, just to play the king, but the castle's crumbled, and you're left with just a day.
Just getting really pumped.
For Metallica.
Metallica. I ain't gonna lie, I've been nerding out all day. I've been going on setlist.fm to see what songs they've been playing on this, like, the last few shows.
All right.
And it seems like they consistently are playing Seek and Destroy, which was like my first introduction to Metallica when my brother showed up to the house with Metallica on vinyl, Kill 'Em All, put it on the record player, Seek and Destroy, and I was like, sold. Love this band. And that was when I was a young kid, so this is all... I'm pumped, man. I hope they do a bunch of songs off of their first record.
Do they play Masters?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that one has been consistent as well. There's a few that are, like, always on the set list, like Hardwired, Atlas from the new album. They seem to start with those two songs. Seems like every show they've been ending with Enter Sandman.
All right.
The Bell Tolls.
I almost forget about Enter Sandman just because it's so in all of culture.
Right. It's weird to think, like, oh, yeah, That's their biggest song ever.
Yeah. Like I think of Master of Puppets as being like, Master.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at, I made a, how much of a nerd I am. I went on my Apple Music and I created a playlist based off of their last show over in San Diego.
All right.
So, like, just to give you an idea. So, like, they start with Hardwired, Atlas Rise. Then they go into For Whom the Bell Tolls.
All right.
Creeping Death. Then The Unforgiven for the ladies. Tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Then they go back into their new record, Now That We're Dead, which is just a jam. Moth Into Flame, Wherever I May Roam off the Black Album.
That's always a great song.
Another new one, Halo on Fire. Then Whiplash, something that I'm dealing with right now. Whiplash! Almost. Off of their first record, which would be pretty damn cool. I can't bang my head tonight. I only have like a 1-inch rotation going.
Yeah.
So it's more like a nod. I'm going to nod my head.
You're just agreeing with all these songs. Right. You're not headbanging. You're just like, yes, I do like this one too.
Wow, Steve, look at him. He's just approving of this entire set.
That's a 6-minute song and he loves it. He keeps saying how great it is.
Or I'm just pretending to be a bobblehead. Sad but true.
All right.
One, you know that's going
to be
Master of Puppets. I mean, talk about... You're going from Whiplash to Sad But True to One to Master of Puppets to Fade to Black, then to Seek and Destroy, and that's how they end the set. Come back for an encore, kicking into Fight Fire with Fire, Nothing Else Matters, Enter Sandman, Goodnight.
Boom.
18 songs.
No.
And now, granted, this might not be Seattle's playlist, but give or take a couple of songs might pop in and pop out.
So how long will they play? Like two hours? What is that? Like
that's an hour and 52 minutes of music.
Oh, there you go. 2 hours.
Yeah. So you got like a 10-minute pause in between and about 2 hours.
A little chit-chatting.
I think they go on around like 8:30. So it's
an earlier show.
It's a late night for me because I get up so early, but it's not like a super late night.
No.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I don't know if you can tell.
Dude, I hope you could see how excited I am.
Oh, it's going to be
I'm
so
almost
great.
Done packing.
Yep.
And then, like tonight I'm going to leave the show and then ride up north with Brad and Taryn.
Okay.
And then in the morning, picking up the RV at 11.
So that's, so we're excited about Metallica, but more importantly, we're one step ahead of Metallica because we're excited for Summer Meltdown.
Yeah, dude.
Tell people what Summer Meltdown is. For those that don't listen, I know on the podcast, you guys have spent many years
talking about it.
I think it's kind of like the classic for me with the donkeys, where it's like, the minute it's over, the countdown begins for the next one.
Yeah. So I have like two trips a year that that I go on every year. Number one is Summer Meltdown. This will be my 8th year going, the biggest little festival in the Northwest.
Nice.
Darrington. 8 years in Darrington.
And it's grown like drastically in those 8 years, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it has. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still not too massive, which I like, but there'll be like 4,000 people.
Wow.
But spread out over a festival, you'll see, like it's okay.
Okay.
It's not like going to the Gorge where you're like cramped in with like 15,000.
So it's not like elbows to a-holes.
You know what? For the main shows, I'm sure it is. I almost always miss the main shows.
Okay.
I'll be in the beer garden or
back
at camp drinking a beer.
Nice.
You'll notice a lot of that. It is a massive music festival. I more prefer just the overall feeling and hanging out. And
I gotcha. But like
swimming in the river.
Fun, folky.
Yeah, there's like folky
jam bands.
Yeah, so like String Cheese Incident is playing like Friday.
Those guys are huge.
Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
So there's a lot of like the old school folky kind of jam bands. But then the beer garden stage, like I've seen Aaron Jones one year. One year on a Sunday night, our coworker now, Sir Mix-a-Lot, played. And then
it's so funny that we refer to him now as our coworker.
Yeah. Well, the thing that you'll like the best, too, is that like there's no real times. Like there's set times and everything. But if you don't want to go to a show, don't go to the show.
Yeah.
If you want to go down to the river and mess around, go to the river. Or, if you just want to wait and go to the late night tent that goes till 3:30 in the morning, bloop, bloop. Go to the late night tent.
Nice. So I should bring my my light up hoodie and glasses.
I assumed you were.
Yeah, they're already packed.
Yeah, me too. I got the wigs in there. I got everything.
I didn't know we got wigs going on in this bitch.
Oh yeah, there'll be wigs. I'm so pumped too.
I've got the dopest fanny pack for this weekend.
Good.
It's so awesome.
Fanny packs are huge.
It looks like the WWE Championship belt.
Do you have a Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Do you have a Camelback?
No, I have a camel toe. These shorts are tight.
Do I
need a Camelback?
Nah, man, you can just suck off mine. Well, just when you're on the river, you want to stay hydrated.
Okay.
Because like you're swimming and stuff, but you forget. Like also, you're just going to be sitting out on the rocks.
I'm going to bring a water bottle with me.
Yeah. But Friday and Saturday, it'll be warm out there.
Okay.
And then Saturday night, there's a chance there might be showers.
Which
sucks if you're in a tent. Good thing we're in an RV.
Yeah. Now, what happens if D. Ted Smith, being the single man, finds himself a lovely lady that he wants to bring back to the RV? Your married friend, Steve, has no problem not going inside that RV.
Yeah, I mean,
Or is there like a little wall we could create, like with some masking tape and a sheet?
Steve, it's a compact RV, 19-footer. There is no wall.
It would be funny. We get electrical tape and you make a, like, you remember like, when they wanted to split up the room and we just tape up a line across the entire room and be like, oh, no, lady. It's all good. Steve won't see this. There's this line that creates a divide. So there's an imaginary wall.
Yeah.
Or as I told my buddy J-Mac when we've shared a hotel room before, I'm like, I'll just put on some sunglasses and just tell them that I'm asleep and I'll just watch you guys do what you do. I'm kidding. I'm not going to really do that.
To be honest with you, this is only the second year I've had the RV. So I sleep in the little compartment above the cab.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's only like 3 feet of room. Like, you basically only have one position if you were actually going to have sex.
Like spooning kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, it's a festival. More than likely, if I do get lucky enough to bring a lady by, we'll just be up there cuddling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't worry about my friend down there.
Yeah. We're just like,
I'll be the DJ. I'll create some mood music.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to bring a sound doc?
Yeah, I'm bringing that big one. You know, that one I always bring to your house when we get wasted?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that.
All right, cool.
And we have like a way to like charge things, right? Because it's with the car, like a car charger thing.
Man, I am not positive. We have a way to charge things because we have current running in our camp.
Okay.
Like we have batteries and stuff.
Fair enough.
But I'm trying to remember if there was a cigarette charger in there.
It's got to be.
Yeah, but I remember when me and Taryn were driving it up there, we had an issue charging her phone.
Okay. Well, it's good to know.
Yeah. I'll call you tomorrow and figure it out.
Yeah, and if not, I'll just bring a portable one.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, dude, it's going to be a blast. You're going to love it.
I'm really pumped.
Yeah, and you're going to be popular on the river. Because it's like this hippie festival and stuff, right? But most people live up north.
Right.
So it's just like but it's just funny when you're on the river, you're like, you know, we'll be dressed all weird and this and that. And then they'll just be like, oh, D. Ted Smith. Oh, is this Steve Meeks?
So are we giving out mega hugs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And from summermeltdown.com, people want to find out information.
I think there's still tickets available.
It's going to be a great time. If you see us, be sure to say hi.
Yeah, man. And you could buy like 1 day, 2 day, 3 day passes.
Nice. So with the community that we're going to be in, our little village,
yeah.
Any rules, any things that I need to know about?
I mean, the only thing, and I'm happy you're getting into our group, like our camp,
mm-hmm.
because me and you like some music that the others don't.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited to have a partner in crime where we can like actually listen to some rap or some more modern EDM.
Okay, good. Because I had every intention of, I've got some hip hop music I want to bust out.
Yeah, trust me. Friday night, our RV will be rocking.
Okay, good. Because I've got our dude, AJ Francis.
Yeah.
AKA Frank.
Yeah.
In the world of hip hop. He sent me the entire record. It's not out yet, but you can do a pre-release on Apple Music and all the other places. My man. There are some songs that we need to be listening to at 4 a.m.
All right.
One with Stitches. He has a song with Stitches on it.
Yeah.
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 It's good.
But the other thing,
another one called Olympic Gold, which is just a hit.
I can't explain to you how much you're going to like the late night 10.
Oh, I
know.
Think
of those times where you go to the classic and it's like 2 a.m. Like, I wish we could do something. Like, oh, yeah, let's walk maybe 100 yards that way.
And we could walk with our speaker.
Oh, we could be those people.
We could be like the guys back in the day in the 80s with the boombox on the shoulder.
Yeah.
We should only listen to 80s hip hop when we do that. LL Cool J, my radio, of course.
All right.
Run DMC, Slick Rick. The Rule is back. Oh, The Rule.
Sugar Hill,
yep. KRS-One.
All right.
I'm feeling this. I'm going to have to make a boombox mix.
What's our cutoff? Like mid-90s?
Yeah, that way we could throw a little Nas in there for you and some Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But early stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jay-Z, if it ain't on Reasonable Doubt, we ain't playing it.
Right, okay, yeah. Which one, is Girls, which one's on?
Oh, no, that's much later.
Oh, damn it. Can we make an exception for that one?
All right, 2001. Put some Nelly in there.
It's getting hot. All right. I'm really excited, my man. So, is there any, like... any rules I need to worry about in the sense of like who do I answer to?
Me and Joe.
Okay.
I mean, he's the mayor. I'm the deputy mayor.
You know, I want to walk in full respect to the community. I don't want to walk in guns a blaring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like that awesome beef jerky we got.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You just bring that. I'll throw it in my Camelback. Like we're on the beach or, you know, people are like, I'm a little hungry. I don't want to eat much.
Okay.
Like, well, Steve brought some of the best beef jerky ever.
And then we eat it.
Yeah.
And everyone loves me then.
Exactly. Just those little things, man.
So that'll be my name. I'll be like Beef Jerky.
Beef Jerky.
Yep. Where's Beef Jerky at?
Where Beef Jerky at?
So, Ted, I wanted to share with you.
Who do I answer to? Just Joe and I.
I don't know why I'm making it like, you know, I'm too immersed in the world of wrestling and learning about the traditions and the behind the scenes stuff. Like, there's a lot of like unwritten rules when it comes to traditions. Like, you know, hey, in the locker room, you don't do this, or you have to say hi to everybody. You got to shake. Like, if you're the new guy, you best go into that locker room and introduce yourself and say hi to every single wrestler in that locker room. If you don't, it's a sign of disrespect. No different than you go in the locker room and don't even think of moving somebody else's stuff.
Like, yeah.
If you do, expect to be kicked out of the locker room. There's like a great story back in the day of The Miz. For the longest time, was blackballed from the locker room. He had to get dressed in like the bathrooms, like where like fans would go. And
why?
Because he ups. I think like he either moved the bag, from what I heard, and also I guess like he was eating fried chicken and a crumb went on somebody else's stuff. And the rumor is that JBL is the guy that's like, get the F out. But JBL on TV or like on Bring It to the Table, that show on the network, keeps saying he was being used for The Miz on the air when like Miz shared the story as a promo. He's like, yeah, he used me as a sacrificial lamb, but it wasn't me. But I think it was.
Yeah, come on, JBL.
Right.
How many times can it just be a coincidence that it's you?
Right. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. Well, right. You know the old saying, right? You meet one a-hole in a day, you met an a-hole. You meet two, you're the a-hole.
So anyway, that's why I'm like, I want to make sure that I don't walk in and disrespect anybody's, you know.
No, man, that's world. The great thing about festival life. You don't have to, like, and there's a lot of burners, too. So it's like, people are just excited that you're going to be there. They nice. Just want to see you. Like, I'm telling you, you'll be amazed. And like, I do get, like, it is odd, because you see all these photos and stuff, but like, once mm-hmm. you're there, you snap right in.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I mean, this is something that Ted has been trying to get me to go to Summer Meltdown since you started going, basically.
Yeah, and especially since we started going to the, and what have I done the classic, 5 years?
5 or 6 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been trying to get me to go to Summer Meltdown, but it's always the same weekend as my radio convention.
Yep.
And this is the first time since you and I have been talking about this that they're on different weekends. Unfortunately, it sucks that there one weekend was a radio one, then the next weekend was Summer Meltdown. That was a tough sell for my... Nah, I say it was a tough sell. It was an easy sell to my wife, but for me, a personal tough sell, because I'm like, I don't want to be away from my wife for 2 straight weekends, but
yeah.
Sometimes you got to make the sacrifice
mm-hmm.
for the festival.
For the festival.
All right, when we get back, we will get into this story, and there's a new social media or a social app trend that is just infuriating me.
All right,
It's the decline of our civilization, if mm-hmm. I can pronounce that properly.
Mm-hmm.
When the MegaCast, Richard, see, the button I have to hit for the spots is over here.
You want me to do it?
No, I could just yell it. You could do the, you went to hit the button. Yeah, you do the whole.
All right, we're going to talk about that and other stuff when the MegaCast returns.
This better be for whom the bell tolls, and not hell's bells. Cure. It's Metallica. The MegaCast will be back.
Crack of dawn, all is gone except the will to be. Now they see what will be, blinded eyes to see. For whom the bell tolls. Time marches on. For whom the bell tolls.
Summertime in the workplace, it's so slow. Half the staff is out on vacation, including the boss, all having a good time, and they've left you with all the work. Well, now you can relax, kick back, and take it easy with the new Inflatable Office Mate. Go to our website to find the one that looks kind of like you. Inflate it to your size, then dress it up in your clothes. Put it in your cubicle and off you go, enjoying long lunches, cocktails with friends. Who cares? You're covered, because if anyone stops by your office, your inflatable lookalike has a built-in motion detector that chases him off with phrases like these.
You may want to close that door. I had a bad burrito for lunch. I'm looking for somebody to stay late today and help with that computer glitch.
And yes, ladies, there are versions made for you that say things like,
my boyfriend broke up with me. Do you have time for the story? Oh, I'm getting cramps.
Inflatable Office Mate. Because having to work while everyone else is on vacation blows.
Stop running from that mega hug. The mega cast is back.
Running on a way out, you will be dying a thousand deaths.
I'm going to have to approve frantically during this song.
The only problem I have with a Metallica concert is I feel like it just makes me want to power chug beers.
It's such a beer drinking. They inspire you to drink beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alcoholica, baby.
Yeah.
Alcoholica.
Just them, though. I never listen to, I never drink beer with any other music.
No, no other music would dictate you wanting to drink beer.
No.
Like, I mean, yeah, name me another band that makes you want to drink beer.
Yeah, you think I'm going to have even a beer this weekend? Probably not.
No, no, I think it's going to be a sober weekend.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, have you heard of Sriracha?
Like?
Not Sriracha, but Sriracha.
Oh.
It's okay if you don't.
I feel old. I don't.
Don't feel. It's the newest. I don't know if it's a social media app. I guess it kind of is. It's the most passive-aggressive piece of crap app I've ever heard of.
All right.
What it is, I guess at one point it was originally made, it's the word Sriracha is Arabic for a candor. So it's
Oh, be honest.
Yeah, but I from what I heard originally, the intention for this was for a company, you created this thing that people could anonymously say what they really think about the company, and it goes to you. And you don't have to worry about getting in trouble for sharing your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is it's now eventually morphed into now being just an app that people use as like a social media app. In fact, one of the guys on our show, Danny, he's been sharing it everywhere. So what it does is you create a username and it gives you a link, and then you share the link and say, hey, tell me what you really think of me. I won't know who says it. So then all of a sudden people have a chance to, and like as if we needed, like social media needed something for people to be a troll about.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, according to the app description, the point of it is to help people discover their strengths and the strengths and areas for improvement by receiving honest feedback from employees and friends in a private manner. So we're giving people an opportunity not to look someone in the face and say, I have a problem with you, or I'm not happy with your work effort.
I
wish people could see you the look on your face.
I'm just blown away. Like, number one, most people, personally, you know your shortcomings and what your strengths are.
Yep.
Right? And then number two is, like, even at the workplace, like, you don't need anonymous, you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be shocking. If you're running the company and you know how you're treating your employees, you know how you're treating them.
Right. You might be trying to, like, have blinders on, but at the end of the day, you know you're being a jerk or you know you're not being a jerk.
Right, so if you want to lie to yourself or lie to yourself about your company and you need this, have at it, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
It just seems ridiculous.
And I was like, he was saying, it's kind of fun just to see what people, you know, think. And I'm like, no. What are we doing? We're creating, like, such a passive-aggressive mentality. And it's going, what's next? Like, even they brought up a good point. Like, yeah, at first, like, you think it's going to be this website of honesty. No different than someone thought the internet was going to bring people together, and it truly hasn't. It's tearing people apart. But, like they said in the story, there's a fine line between honesty and bullying on social networks, and even one person says that this app is breeding suicides.
Yeah, and also, I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, I'm just being honest.
I hate that.
Honest, like, right. Honesty is when somebody asks you a frickin' question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason to just go, oh, you're ugly, Ted, or you have, like, I didn't ask you for an opinion. Like, you're...
No, if I say, like, hey, Ted, how do you think I look today? And you can be like, man, I've seen you look better.
Right, or like, right, or that shirt's too big, or that shirt's a little tight.
But oh, man, I thought it fit good.
Actually, it does fit pretty good. I'm a little jealous.
I love this Pearl Jam shirt.
Are you gonna wear a Pearl Jam shirt to a Metallica show?
I wasn't thinking about it. Maybe I should.
But I'm just saying, like, people go, oh, I'm just being honest. But it's like nobody asked you. You're right. Just throwing out unsolicited, mean things.
Right. It's the whole just saying mentality that we live in now. And I think that this is only going to make it worse. So that's, yep, my latest contribution to why I think the internet sucks.
Yeah.
Sriracha.
And it just seems like, right, you're just asking for mental problems.
People who I don't mean to be rude. And if you have it, well, you know what? I'm just being honest. I think people who have this app have a serious issue. Anyone who's using this has a serious issue.
I mean, I just don't, I don't get what you would you get out of waking up in the morning and reading something negative about yourself.
And if you want honesty, surround yourself with people who you have respect for and ask them for their honest opinion on things. Like,
yeah.
I have you who is my closest friend. Like, you're my best friend. And if I came to you and said, Ted, give me your feedback on this. Whether or not I agree or disagree, I'm asking for your opinion, and I surround myself with someone who I values. I value your opinion. I respect you. That when you tell me it, good or bad, I'm going to take anything with a grain of salt, because it's like, okay, this person, not grain of salt, but you know, I'm going to take it and internalize it because I asked you for the opinion, and I trust that you're going to not blow smoke up my ass, and I also trust that you're not going to be a dick for the sake of being a dick.
Right. Like, I've had this conversation with you. I've had it with, like, Shawnee before.
Yeah.
Like, and honest, both of you twice, both of you have before in separate times just been like, nah, man, that shirt's too tight. Like, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay.
Right.
Right? So, like,
I don't need an app to send you a message and say, yeah, Ted, I saw you on Friday. Not that I was hanging out with you on Friday, but I saw you on Friday, and that shirt was really tight.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Or it's like that app where you can, like, rate friends or whatever.
Ugh, I hate all these things, man. I hate anything that's opening up the floodgates for people to continue to be trolls on the internet.
Yeah, because it still doesn't happen in person.
No, and it never will.
No, because it would be rude.
Right.
I mean, that's the simple thing. If people talk to each other the way they do on the internet, it would be rude. And also, when you talk to each other on the internet, you can throw an emoji in there, but there's not a, it's tone of voice. You can't hear it.
Yeah, because then you're second-guessing the emoji then, too.
Yeah, I have another buddy that got all worked up. He's like, I don't know, my uncle's been really negative and this and that. So he sent his, on Facebook, so he sent his uncle a message. Then the uncle's like, sorry, man, I was just trying to make bad jokes or whatever. It's like, the uncle, in this case, he's just an old dude on the internet, so he doesn't. That's the other thing, man. If you're over 70, get off social media.
Really?
Yeah.
I love old people on social media. Because they don't work it right.
No.
And I find great humor in that.
That's fair. All right.
For the reasons you're saying, understandable. For my reasons, I think you could understand as well. I like watching the chaos that happens when an old person tries to navigate social media.
I just say that rule because my parents and the president are over 70.
Yeah, well, yeah, the president's the same way from Twitter, at least. Jesus Christ. All right, now here's something that I do love
Can
about
you
the
imagine
internet.
Old Effer on Twitter?
I would love... We have to call your pops again. We haven't talked to Old Effer in a while.
All
I know,
right, we'll check in with him.
We usually need a good, like, 8-month buffer between calls to Old Effer because it takes a while for you to get that taste out of your mouth. That is... The loose cannon that is your father, who I love.
But he's going to say something racist and sexist. Like, I know it. So I'm saying, if he was on Twitter, he probably would have been banned already. You know I'm right.
He would be in Facebook prison every month.
Oh, God.
For attacking people online.
Yeah. That's the thing, too. He stalks on Facebook constantly. But he's old, mm-hmm. So he doesn't realize when he says, oh, this and that. And I said, what, have you been on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
No, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I can see your activity, Dad. Like, you don't understand how Facebook works. I can tell when you like things. Like, I can see what you're doing.
And stop liking those big booty lover pages.
Oh.
My dad is a crack up on Facebook. He is such a... You've met my dad. My dad is so buttoned up and needs to master everything. To the point where it will drive him insane. So Facebook is not the right place for him because Facebook constantly changes its layout, where things are.
The algorithm.
So as soon as he figures out where the options button is or where the messages button is, Facebook decides to screw with him and move things around. Now he's got a book called Facebook for Dummies that doesn't apply to anything.
Because it's like, what, a year or two old probably.
Right. He legit bought Facebook for Dummies. That's how serious my dad is about anything that he does in life. And I respect it. And I think it's amazing in most situations that he has such learning that he wants to be great at whatever he does. And he is more often than not. But when it comes to social media, it's always changing. Facebook for Dummies, they proved their point. You bought it. You're a dummy.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So when I talk to him after that, he goes, I don't get it. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, this Facebook thing, next time you come home and visit, you got to show me what I'm doing wrong. I'm like, Dad, by the time I get there, it's going to be a whole different
layout. It's going to be changed again.
Right. And he's like, well, I got Facebook for Dummies, and now everything in there doesn't apply. I'm like,
that's amazing that he got an actual physical book to get Facebook for Dummies.
It's incredible. Real quick before we pop on out of here, I know you got stuff to do for work. I'm going to go home. Oh, I'm going to try and get a little bit of a sweat in before Metallica.
I got a sweat. Excuse me. I'm burping. I was like, I got a little sweat in just walking around the city this morning.
Well, you might get a sweat in when I tell you about this story. This is the reason why I do love the internet, is that we learned about things that we would have never learned about if we did not have the internet, because we would have been living a sheltered life. Have you heard about coconutting?
All right, I have.
It's like the new grapefruiting.
Except I don't understand, like, why did the guy originally put his junk in a coconut?
Okay, so for those that don't know, I guess there was a big thread on Reddit by a guy called Coconut Throwaway 69.
That makes sense.
I try to get that username. I'm Coconut Throwaway 70, unfortunately. But he wrote up a story on a subreddit called Today. It's on their Today I F'd Up page. And apparently it all started 8 years ago. He was living in Mozambique, and he said that his mom was buying a lot of coconuts.
Okay.
So him, like any younger man that's turned on by every single thing known to man and tries to have sex with anything, even if it's not an actual human being, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I made sweet love to a couch once when I was a kid.
Yeah, I used to hump couches, and then the worst one was for some reason I thought Silly Putty would feel really nice.
Oh,
and then
it
got all stuck in my pubes, and I had to, like, cut it out.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
But you can imagine the thought, right? Forming the Silly Putty around the guy.
In concept, it seems like you're just making the mold of what you would like for it to be.
Like, 12-year-old me thought I was genius.
See, I tried once. I would do it on a couch where, like, you know, like you have each cushion. So
yeah,
you'd have
between.
Like the, yeah, so that would be, you know, the thing. Well, one time I tried it with the couches that have, like, the cover over it.
Yeah.
And that's sticky.
Ugh.
Not a good idea.
No.
No, terrible idea. So I get the idea that I know people that have done it with, like, a tomato or a jar of mayo. I mean, the weirder, I know.
One of my buds. I don't know why, but jar of mayo.
It's a terrible idea. I hope they didn't put it back.
Thank you. And you said tomato, the mayo. I'm like, God damn it. Sounds like the beginnings of a BLT. Like, did he tell me he didn't disgrace the bacon?
It was a PLT, a penis, lettuce, and tomato. Dude, I had a girlfriend. This is one of my favorite stories. I don't get to share it because it's a little risque, but I can share it here on the Megacast for the Mega family. Her older sister shared a story one time. We were all hanging out and drinking.
All right.
Shared a story of how when she was younger, like a teen, apparently ladies also are doing ridiculous things to use for a sexual object.
Yeah.
So we have to find things to put things in. They're finding things to use to put things in. Right. She decided to do it with a cucumber.
All right.
And makes sense. Well, apparently she heard, like, her family coming, and she panicked as she was doing it. She's like, oh, crap, they're coming. Bad choice of words. C-O-M-I-N-G. And threw it in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, God.
And you know where the rest of the story goes.
So they like, cut it up and eat it?
Apparently, memory doesn't serve me well because, again, alcohol was involved. I'm pretty sure they peeled it. So it was fine in the sense of you're not eating anything. But it's this, I'd say 99% sure that that was the case. But it's still the, I'm good, Mom, I don't want a salad kind of a thing because she knows where that cucumber was.
I would have tried to bump it off the cutting board.
Oh, that would have been a good idea.
It's like, oh.
So anyways, this guy 8 years ago drilled a hole in a coconut and decided I'm going to start making love to this coconut, hence coconutting.
Sweet, sweet coconut love.
He says, I thought it would be a good idea, but my train of thought, I can't fathom why I thought it was a good idea, but my train of thought clouded me. Obviously, hormones. I mean, I get that. Drilled a hole with a coconut drill and created a hole large enough for him to, as he says, stick my porker into.
Okay. All right.
So he used some butter for lube and then had sex with the coconut.
All the way?
Yeah. I mean, if the coconut was able to, it would have had a kid.
All right.
You know what I mean? Then put the coconut under his bed and continued about his day. And he would use it for a week. And I guess he just, you know, it was just collecting stuff. Right. Well,
for a week. Oh.
Apparently, though, he never cleaned it and then realized the coconut was full of maggots.
Oh.
Worst mistake he ever made. So that's how it all started, the story.
Yeah, and I mean, I would think just having a coconut underneath your bed would attract bugs.
Right. Even without making love to the coconut.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, then that led to other people sharing stories of them having sex with coconuts. I guess this is a thing, coconutting. I don't know if people are making this up, but one person says, I didn't realize that I was allergic to coconut water, and my you-know-what-ski swelled up and blocked the hole.
Ooh.
Another person says he was doing it. His mom walked in the room and caught him.
That's embarrassing.
Another person says he tried coconutting, but he went to Trader Joe's and accidentally bought a pineapple and had sex with that instead.
I mean, pineapple doesn't have the easiest texture to, like, as far as fruit goes, you'd have to press through that a little bit.
I like this one, though. The guy said he had tried to have sex with a coconut. He went on a date. When the girl decided to go, talk into the microphone and do some karaoke, she freaked out because, well, he tasted like coconut. Apparently, he didn't wash himself after he made love to that coconut.
I think that would be a good thing for a chick.
I mean, it's a penis colada.
Yeah, penis colada.
You like penis colada. Are you going to bring your Joey Ryan D-flip?
Dude, I thought about it. Should I bring it?
You might want to pack it just in case.
Yeah, that might be an acceptable place to wear. I'm a D-flip
guy.
Cut
the sleeves off, too. I got a sweet tank top.
All right.
Macho Man Randy Savage on it.
I just have a plain black one.
Tank top?
Yeah, black and gray.
That's fine.
And then I have my ratty-ass old DeMatha one.
Man, I'm pumped. Summer Meltdown, again, if anyone sees us at Summer Meltdown, please say hi and understand that we might not be in the best state of mind, so if we act weird, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, get weird. All right, I got to get 10 before we go.
All right, let's get 10 one more time. Metallica tonight, if you're listening to this on Wednesday. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the MegaCast. You can find us on Twitter at the MegaCast.
Steve, are you going to Allegiant all?
What's that?
Are you going to be at Allegiant all beforehand or no?
I am coming here, and we're all walking together.
Oh, nice.
So right, cool. I'll be here around 6 o'clock for when your show's over, and then we're going to just walk from here to CenturyLink Field.
Awesome.
Should I bring my boombox?
Well, I was just going to say, hey, if you see us at Elysian or tonight at Metallica, say what's up, too.
Please do.
Yeah.
Tonight's going to be fun. Metallica, again, at CenturyLink Field. All right, Ted.
All right, Steve, I'm going to get him.
Nice form. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. Ted, we have in the new MegaCast studios, there's a giant window right behind you.
Yeah.
Two engineers just walked by. Looked down, saw you doing push-ups. Looked up, saw me watching you do push-ups. Nothing weird about that at all.
You're the creepy one.
I am. And they're like, what the hell is Ted training and Steve's his trainer?
Get him, Ted.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is going to make for doing push-ups weird because we are in a fishbowl now.
Yeah.
We might have to rethink this. Maybe we'll do jumping jacks.
We'll knock something off if we just start doing jumping jacks.
All right, Ted, get to work. I'm going to head on home. I'll see you later on tonight. Metallica. And then Summer Meltdown. Thank you, as always, for listening. You have no idea how much we appreciate it. And please spread the word and review us on iTunes. We never tell people to do that.
Oh, yeah. Do all that stuff.
Give us 5-star rating. If you want to give us anything less than that, then don't.
Go ahead and give us a tip.
That's right.
Like Uber now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just the tip. And buy our T-shirt.
Yeah.
At the Rock Shop, KISW.com. If you go to our Twitter page, it's pinned at the top, the link to be able to buy our T-shirts.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, see you later tonight.
All right, see you, dude.
Was that sued?
I said, see you, dude.
All right, sued.
Sued.
Sued. Sued.
It's like Steve plus dude. Sued.
Sued.